This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I'm joined by the author Jeff Kinney. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Great, I'm excited to be here.
Well, you've brought with you your amazing 14th book.
Yes.
In the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. Are you tired? You must be writing all the time, constantly.
I think I look tired. Maybe I am tired. I just got in from Boston, so I'm a little bit jet lagged. But yeah, I've been doing this for about 14 years. It's real. And on top of that, I worked on the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books for 8 years before I showed them to anyone. So
yeah,
it's like 22 years. Half my life just about working on these books. But I'm not tired. I feel really energetic, actually.
Does Greg feel like a member of the family if you've been working with him for that long? He must feel like your extra son, almost.
Yeah. He's a lot like I was as a kid. He's a lot like I am now. He's sort of a combination of my worst parts as a person and my best parts, but then amplified for comedic effect.
Sure.
So I feel like Greg is me, in a way, in the worst ways sometimes.
So in the new book, Wrecking Ball, this is when the family inherits quite a big windfall, right?
Yeah.
And they've got to figure out what to do with it.
Yeah, they get some money. And of course, like, that's an exciting idea as a kid. What would you do with a lot of money?
Yeah.
And Greg has all of these huge ideas of what to do. He wants to have a house with a bowling alley in it and maybe a helipad and all sorts of other things. But Greg's mother makes him do something more practical. And so they're going to put an addition on their house that includes a bigger kitchen.
Mm-hmm. The classic mum thing to do, isn't
right?
It?
Yeah, right. I think definitely. That's what my mom would have done. Yeah.
So then it all kind of goes horribly wrong because I think they start finding things that are wrong with the house and maybe consider moving away. And
yeah,
it gets a bit tricky.
It does. It was, you know, it's funny because I intend to go on with these books, but I think that in a way this book could have been the last book because it deals with really heavy subjects like, you know, the thought of Greg moving, the thought of him leaving his best friend. Those are big topics, you know, and so I didn't know how the book was going to end until I wrote the ending, and I won't spoil it for anyone, but it was really fun to write and quite a challenge.
Because that thing about friendship as well is a big deal, isn't it? The idea that somebody's going to move away.
Yeah.
Are you going to stay friends with them? And, you know, and they're growing up as well. The
yeah.
Guy. Yeah.
I'm always trying to write about something that I haven't written about before.
Right.
And I realized, you know, when I grew up, I never left my childhood home. In fact, it was still there when I was a 25-year-old.
Okay.
But most kids actually do go through some moving. You know, they move. And I think one time I was in an auditorium and I asked kids, how many of you have moved? And about 70% raised their hands.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's a big aspect of childhood that I've never looked at before. So it was fun to sort of dive in and put that into the Wimpy Kid world.
Yeah, the idea of leaving a child at home is such a bit, I did as well. And it is scary to go away from where you've grown up and you think, but I couldn't possibly live anywhere else.
Right, of course. And you feel like you can't make new friends.
Yeah.
And it's really scary. Yeah. But of course you do. And kids are resilient. And I think that's what a lot of kids have gone through. I never did myself, but now I've gotten to do it through my books.
And also, I mean, did you expect the books to be so phenomenally successful and popular when you first started so many years ago?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I never thought my books would even get published. So it's been a wild ride for me. It's been very strange. I thought my books were too odd to be published. They were a mixture of text and cartoons in a way that I hadn't seen done before. Now there are lots of books like these, but back then there weren't. And it was I really thought that I'd fail. So it's been a wild, wild ride for me.
And sometimes do the cartoons come before the writing, or does the writing always come first?
When I write my books, I think of the jokes first.
Right.
And when I think of the jokes, I think of a corresponding image, something that goes along with the joke. So I have those images in my head, but then those are the last thing that go down on paper is the images.
And you mentioned this could have been the last book. That worries me for a few reasons. First of all, does that mean you're planning that there will be an end? Or were you just thinking this would be a nice rounding place?
Yeah, I don't think there really will be an end, like a formal end. I definitely would like to get to 20 books, and right now I'm at 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 books, that's a long way away, 6 more years. So I've got a ways to go here. But I was just saying that this book, in a way, it could have been the ending because either Greg's going to move or he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the permanent way things are. So that's why I thought it could have been the last book.
And you also wrote a tie-in book from his best friend's point of view as well.
Yeah.
Which was fab.
Yeah, thank you. Diary of an Awesome Friendly Kid is Rowley's journal. I realized after seeing the movies and seeing the play – That Greg is the main character, but Rowley's always a hero.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be great to have Rowley have his moment in the spotlight. And it was fun to do that.
It was such a lovely idea. When I saw it was coming out, I was like, what a great... A lovely, like, turn its head a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, at Fun Kids, what we do is we have a little author quiz.
Okay.
It's a quick-fire round of questions just to get a feel for you as an author, if that's okay.
Okay, great.
No pressure, obviously. So here we go. First one is generally pretty easy. Books or Kindles?
Books.
Yeah, every author says that, no matter what. Heroes or villains?
Villains. I think heroes can be a little boring.
Okay. Greg or Rowley?
Rowley.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
TV adaptation, which is coming.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do animation.
Oh, yeah. That feels like a lovely exclusive for me. Lovely. Writing or reading?
Reading.
Reading, okay. Writing or drawing?
Drawing.
Mm-hmm. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Narnia. Okay. Controversial.
No, you'd be surprised. Do you use your laptop or do you write everything out by hand?
I use an iPad, so I'd say laptop.
Laptop, okay, cool. Now, this is quite a niche one for English authors, I guess. Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
I'll go with Dahl just because I haven't read a lot of Wilson.
Okay, great answer. Would you rather inherit lots of money or inherit a new house?
Boy, I guess lots of money.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
Would you rather do a bookshop visit or a school tour?
We have a bookshop, so I'm going to say bookshop visit.
You're in your home turf there,
yeah.
I guess. Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
When I fancy.
When you fancy. Paddington Bear or Winnie the Pooh?
Here I am in the UK, I'll say Paddington Bear.
And finally, the big one, although again, I don't know whether this will translate. Well, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Neither. Neither. Some of the things over here kind of scare me.
Neither of those crisps are yours.
Right, no. I had some sort of cheese something yesterday, and that was good, but no cheese and onions. So.
You know what? I don't judge anybody for any of the answers apart from the last one. And my personal is salt and vinegar.
I see.
The fact you've said no to salt, cheese and onion is fine.
Right, okay.
You technically win, so it's fine. Don't worry about it. So, we should say the brand new book, Diary of a Wimpy Kid Wrecking Ball, is out right now.
Yes. It is.
And what is the one thing that you're excited about our readers and listeners seeing inside it?
Oh, boy. Destruction. Mayhem. I think you always have to ask yourself as a writer, why am I writing this book? Why would people come to see the movie? And I think if you're going to see a movie about home construction, you have to look forward to home deconstruction or destruction. So that's what this book is all about.
Lovely stuff. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.